Hey, yo, what's up, people? It's your guy Kuba, and as always, it's an honor to be in your ears. This time, I'll give you some of that sweet English that you need so much, and you don't really get enough opportunity to practice it. So, there's a way for you to practice English. About 5 minutes ago, I had a weird idea. But I'm gonna go through with it. I'm gonna do a little reading. I'm gonna read a short passage of one of my favorite books, which all also, is not as complicated English-wise as some other books. So I chose a book called The Four Agreements. Maybe you know it in Czech, Čtyři dohody. It's a book, in my opinion, which is full of wisdom. I could read the bottom of the cover. In The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz reveals the source of self-limiting beliefs that rob us of joy and create needless suffering. Don Miguel Ruiz odhaluje zdroj sebeomezujících věr, nebo jako nějakých našich přesvědčení, který nás okrádají o radost a vytvářejí nepotřebné utrpení. So yeah, this is the book. I chose the first agreement. The first agreement is called "Be impeccable with your word." Impeccable znamená bezchybný. Impecco able. I'm not gonna use Czech too much, guys, before I start reading. But sometimes, maybe I don't know. Seriously, this is very spontaneous. So sometimes I will read a sentence twice if I think that it's a little harder. Sometimes I will give you an explanation in English, and sometimes I will just translate. All right, let's do this. I haven't done this before, never ever. So let's have a look. Let's see if I can read. The first agreement: be impeccable with your word. The first agreement is the most important one, and also the most difficult one to honor. It is so important that with just this first agreement, you will be able to transcend to the level of existence I call heaven on earth. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. It sounds very simple, but it is very, very powerful. Why your word? Your word is the power that you have to create. Your word is the gift that comes directly from God. The Gospel of John in the Bible, speaking of the creation of the universe, says, "In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God." Through the Word, you express your creative power. It is through the Word that you manifest everything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent manifests through the word. To je docela těžký. Regardless znamená bez ohledu na. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent, tvůj záměr, manifests, se projevuje, through, skrz, slovo. The word. I hope that this will bring you some value. By the way, do not let the way the book is written discourage you. Co tím chci říct? Ta knížka je psaná trošku prostě jako pobožně, jo? Ale ty moudra, které v ní jsou, jsou opravdu dobrý. Čili pojďme ještě to zkusit. Když se vám to nebude líbit, já se nebudu zlobit, když to vypnete. Taky mi napište, jestli vám tohle přijde, jako že to dává smysl. A já čtu dál. The word is not just a sound or a written symbol. The word is a force. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby, tudíž, to create the events in your life. You can speak. What other animal on the planet can speak? The word is the most powerful tool you have as a human. It is the tool of magic. But like a sword with two edges, your word can create the most beautiful dream, or your word can destroy everything around you. One edge, to je ten okraj toho meče, jo? Edge, edge, Čili, jak se to říká v češtině, je to meč, který má dvě hrany. Nevím, jak se mu říká. One edge is the misuse of the word, which creates a living hell. The other edge is the impeccability, to už tady padlo, impeccable, bezchybný, of the word, which will only create beauty, love, and heaven on earth. Depending upon how it is used, the word can set you free, or it can enslave you even more than you know. Enslave je zotročit, en slave. Slave je otrok. All the magic you possess is based on your word. Your word is pure magic, and misuse of your word is black magic. The word is so powerful that one word can change a life or destroy the lives of millions of people. Some years ago, one man in Germany, by the use of the word, manipulated a whole country of the most intelligent people. He led them into a world war with just the power of his word. He convinced others to commit the most atrocious acts of violence. Ještě jednou jdáme. He convinced, přesvědčil, others to commit je spáchat, the most atrocious, ohavný, acts of violence. Violence je násilí. He activated people's fear with the word, and like a big explosion, there was killing and war all around the world. All over the world, humans destroyed other humans because they were afraid of each other. Hitler's word, based on fear-generated beliefs and agreements, will be remembered for centuries. The human mind is like a fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. Ještě jednou. The human mind is like a fertile, to je úrodný, fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. Jsou neustále zasazována. Jo? To je trpný rod v průběhovém čase. The seeds are continually being planted. The seeds are opinions, ideas, and concepts. You plant a seed, a thought, and it grows. The word is like a seed, and the human mind is so fertile. Ještě jednou, fertile, úrodný. Nejsem si jistý, jestli to náhodou nevyslovuje fertile, ale asi fertile. Kdybych náhodou měl chybu ve výslovnosti, tak se omlouvám, jo? Ne, nejsem perfect. The only problem is that too often it is fertile for the seeds of fear. Every human mind is fertile, but only for those kinds of seeds it is prepared for. What is important is to see which kind of seeds our mind is fertile for, and to prepare it to receive the seeds of love. Take the example of Hitler. He sent out all those seeds of fear, semínka strachu, and they grew very strong and beautifully achieved massive destruction. Seeing the awesome power of the word, we must understand what power comes out of our mouths. One fear or doubt, doubt je pochyba, one fear or doubt planted in our mind can create an endless drama of events. One word is like a spell, and humans use the word like black magicians, thoughtlessly, bezmyšlenkovitě, thoughtlessly putting spells on each other. Spell je kouzlo. Čili lidi bezmyšlenkovitě se zaklínají slovem. Every human is a magician, and we can either put a spell on someone with our word, or we can release someone from a spell. Either or, buď a nebo. We can either put a spell on someone, or we can release someone from a spell. Čili buď někoho zaklejeme, nebo vysvobodíme. We cast spells, all the time with our opinions. An example. I see a friend and I give him an opinion that just popped into my mind. Řeknu mu můj názor, který mě právě napadl. I say, I see that kind of color in your face in people who are going to get cancer. If he listens to the word, if he agrees, he will have cancer in less than 1 year. That is the power of the word. During our domestication je ochočení, our parents and siblings gave their opinions about us without even thinking. We believed these opinions and we lived in fear over those opinions, like not being good at swimming or sports or writing. For example, by the way, I'm going off the script. Everybody around me always told me that I am not good at drawing and painting. And I still, you know, this is the book in real life. I remember the teacher telling me, hey, I think maybe you shouldn't draw. You are not very good at it. So, and I, for a long time, I carried this spell, když budu se teda držet té terminologie, tohle kouzlo nebo tohle zaklínadlo, I carried it with me. But later on in the book, it is explained that, you know, it's pretty easy, well, maybe not easy, but it is possible to get rid of these spells. So let me continue. So, once again, we believed these opinions and we lived in fear over these opinions, like not being good at swimming or sports or writing. Someone gives an opinion and says, look, this girl is ugly. The girl listens, believes she is ugly, and grows up with the idea that she is ugly. It doesn't matter how beautiful she is. As long as she has that agreement, dokud má tuhle dohodu, as long as she has that agreement, she will believe that she is ugly. That is the spell she is under. By hooking our attention, the word can enter our mind and change a whole belief for better or for worse. Čili tím, jak my směřujeme svoji pozornost, slovo vstoupí do naší hlavy a změní celou naši víru ohledně něčeho, buď k lepšímu, nebo k horšímu. Another example. You may believe you are stupid and you may have believed this for as long as you can remember. This agreement can be very tricky, causing you to do a lot of things just to ensure you that you are stupid. You may do something and think to yourself, I wish I were smart, but I must be stupid or I wouldn't have done that. This is funny. The mind goes in hundreds of different directions and we could spend days getting hooked by just that one belief in our own stupidity. Then one day, someone hooks your attention and using the word lets you know that you are not stupid. You believe what the person says and you make a new agreement. As a result, you no longer feel or act stupid. A whole spell is broken just by the power of the word. Conversely, if you believe you are stupid and someone hooks your attention and says, yes, you are really the most stupid person I have ever met, the agreement will be reinforced, posílený, and become even stronger. All right, guys, there's so much more in the book. Hopefully it has taught you a word or two, and, you know, more importantly, you got in touch with English. So I'm gonna stop it right there, and I need your feedback. I need to know if this makes sense. Of course, I could choose a different book, but most of the books I have here that I read in English are a little, you know, harder to understand. So this was the easiest. Let me know if you liked it, okay? I'm not gonna switch to Czech because I guess that if you got as far as here, You don't need me to switch to Czech, and I'm thankful for that. It's a great honor, as I said, to be in your ears. And yeah, I guess this is a goodbye. Really, let me know, please do it. I need it. Choose.